This is Sean Kirker with Voices Live On for Veterans. We have Sergeant Ronald E. Rosser, Medal of Honor recipient for Korean and America, two different Medal of Honors, actually. And we also have David Fraley, who is our military historian with Voices Live On. And one question I have, and this doesn't have to do with the military, but I've been able to speak with Pamela, your daughter, over the past couple months about this project. And one thing I just wanted to get your opinion on with Pam, you know, out of her accomplishments in her life, you know, what are some things that you're proud of Pam, and also, you know, what aspects of her personality do you see from yourself?
Well, she did what I did. She went in the airborne. She served with the paratroops, and she was really good at it, my understanding. Very dedicated and fearless, and I appreciated her conduct that way. In that kind of training, they give you a lot of really tough stuff to do, and she stayed right with them. As far as she was concerned, they couldn't give her enough.
And do you have any other children besides Pam?
Sir?
Do you have any other children besides Pamela?
No.
Okay. And if you were going to give her some advice for her future, what would that be?
Well, don't be afraid of life.
Don't be afraid of life. That's pretty solid.
Or death.
Or death, either or.
Mm-hmm.
And how often, I know she communicates quite often, how often are you able to spend time with Pam?
Do what now?
How often are you able to spend time with her? I know you live in different states.
Well, I go down and spend Christmas with her every year. Her and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they, of which I'm going to leave in 3 weeks and go down and stay with them. I'll stay down there till the 30th of December, and then I'll fly to California. I have to ride a float in the Rose Bowl parade.
Wow.
January the 1st.
That'll be a fun time to start out the new year.
Yeah, well, my daughter's going to go with her. She likes to go with her. She gets a big kick out of me taking her to the White House and places like that.
Right.